Idaho's Lieutenant Governor Brad Little announced last week that he is running for governor already. The election is still 2.5 years away. Adam Cotterell asked two political scientists why Little jumped in the race so early.
Think of it as calling dibs. With incumbent Butch Otter likely not running again, the field for the GOP nomination could become crowded. Longtime Idaho political analyst Jim Weatherby says Little may be sending a message to Republicans who respect the party hierarchy that he is the heir apparent.
Trying to influence some people not to run. The potentially centrist candidate who has close ideological leanings toward Little might be influenced not to run.
But Corey Cook doesn't necessarily see it that way. Cook is dean of Boise State's School of Public Policy. He says any centrist party establishment Republicans who might want to be governor would already have known Little would be running. Weatherby agrees that it's no secret Little was planning to run. And both also agree the early announcement would not scare off candidates who might like to position themselves as party outsiders. But Cook sees the timing as part of a national trend.
Wasn't that long ago that you would declare in January of the election year, and then it became after the presidential election. Now it's even before the presidential. And we have 36 governor's races up in 2018, and already we're seeing candidates declare for a number of those races.
Cook says nationally, there's more emphasis being placed on the importance of governor's races. He says candidates now have to raise a lot of money, and having a lot of time to do that is an advantage. Plus, he says it gives them more time to obtain name recognition and define themselves as a candidate. For KBSX News, I'm Adam Cotterell.